Thanks for tuning in today. It's Darren Daly on The Breakfast Show here with Broomhead and Saul Solicitors. My guest this morning is Anita, who is the boss from the RSPCA in West Hatch. You hate that phrase, don't you?
I don't like
the
it very
boss.
Much.
Boss. Thanks for coming back to tell us about what's been going on up at the RSPCA Centre. Now, for those of you that don't know exactly where it is in West Hatch, where are you? Where are you positioned?
We're actually positioned right down in the middle of West Hatch, which seems like it's the middle of nowhere when you go there, but it's about 3 miles off of the main A358.
Mm-hmm. And your role at the RSPCA? You're the boss, so you sort of pull the strings, as it were.
I'm acting manager at the moment, and it just means the day-to-day running of the dogs, cats, small animals, everything, coordinating what comes in and what goes out.
So in terms of what the RSPCA do now, you have changed, haven't you, slightly, because you concentrate more on animals that have been abused at home, is that right? As opposed to the wild animals that come in?
We're a site that's split into two. So there's the wildlife centre on one side and there's the animal centre on the other. I'm the acting manager of the animal centre.
Right.
Since 2011, we've only taken in inspectorate animals, which means that every animal that we take in comes from an RSPCA inspector as a result of abuse or abandonment. And we have to rehabilitate those animals before we can actually then rehome them. So it's a much slower process nowadays.
Is that an emotional kind of job to do? Because being an animal lover like myself, I think I would find that really, really difficult to do. Purely because the state that you might see some animals that come in.
Yeah, it can be, but we actually find it okay because from the second they get to us, they're in a much better place than where they've come from. So whatever the state of them, we can actually make them comfortable and warm and start actually trying to heal them. The upsetting side of it is when you can't save them, and that's horrible.
Somebody has to make that decision that there and then say sort of no good.
It's usually a veterinary decision if they're just too ill to save.
Yeah.
But, you know, luckily, most of the time we're able to bring them round.
I hope this isn't too hardcore for this time of morning, because there'll be a lot of people listening to this that are pet owners, pet lovers, etc. But what kind of state do you see some of the animals that come in?
We get a lot of animals that are incredibly underweight, that haven't been fed. So by the time they get to us, sometimes they can hardly even walk. And then that's a very slow process of huge amounts of feeds in tiny amounts throughout the day to just try and build their strength back up. We have victims of abuse where they've been beaten, bones broken, thrown around. It's everything you can imagine.
Why would anybody want to do that? I just don't get it.
No. And in a lot of cases, obviously, the RSPCA prosecutes and takes the animals to court, so quite often we don't have legal ownership of the animal and we have to take them to court to actually get ownership of that animal to enable us to rehome it. So it's a very slow process.
So do you rely on members of the public to report these situations to you?
Yes. We have a control centre and people can ring that 24 hours a day, report abuse, and then an inspector gets logged to go out and investigate that, and that's when they bring the animals to us.
And as an inspector, because you could be approaching somebody that is quite temperamental, that may be quite abusive towards you, do you go on your own or would you take the police with you, or how would it work?
I think they judge that on the information that they've been given. If they need to remove an animal, I think they have to take the police with them because they don't have
the powers
to remove an animal.
And backup, I imagine, because I suspect that some people can get quite abusive.
Yeah, it's a pretty brave job to do, and it's not a job that a lot of people could cope with.
No, absolutely. Well, that's good. I mean, like you say, once they're in your care, you know that straight away everything's going to be on the up.
Yeah.
And then what happens after that? Let's say, for example, somebody who's had an animal removed, they want their pet back. Do you have to go through the courts beforehand, or are they entitled to have the pet back, or how does it work?
It depends if they sign the animal over. If the inspector goes to the home and they don't want it, they sign over legal ownership, and then the animal is ours.
And then that's it?
And unless they continue to prosecute them because they've committed an offence against that animal. But if they refuse to sign the animal over, even if they've committed an offence, you have to go through court to prove that, and get legal ownership of that animal. So sometimes that could take up to a year to go through the courts.
But you're allowed to hold on to the animal?
We're allowed to hold it, but we're not allowed to rehome it until we get legal ownership through the court system.
And do you ever get situations where, for whatever reason, the courts will deny you the access to have ownership of these
pets? It's very, very rare, luckily. It's only happened... I've been there 18 years and it's only happened on, I think, two occasions that I can remember. So, you know, fingers crossed. It doesn't happen all that often.
Hopefully that's given you a kind of idea of the sort of stuff the RSPCA do up in West Hatch and how they help. And obviously you're a charity. With something like the RSPCA, which has been around for 50 years, because obviously you're celebrating your 50th anniversary this year, aren't you? It's very easy to forget that you are a charity. You're not government funded.
No, we get no government funding whatsoever. Every penny we have has to come from donations. Because of the financial situation at the moment, all the charities have suffered greatly. Mm-hmm. So we are trying desperately to raise £50,000 this year to help towards our running costs next year.
And that's
year.
Just locally, is it?
That's just at our centre. Yeah. Mm.
Good morning, it's Darren here on The Breakfast Show, Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. My guest this morning is Anita from the RSPCA in West Hatch. During that tune, you were telling me just now about how you get a lot of criticism. Why and how would the RSPCA... that do the job that they do be criticised, and what for?
I think, as with any large organisation, you're always going to have people that agree with your policies and don't agree with your policies. So obviously there's controversy at the moment with the badger cull, with the hunting debate, things like that. And also, we're a charity and our funds are very limited, so people are always going to find that, you know, maybe some people have made complaints, they haven't got the result that they wanted. We're going to make mistakes because we're a huge organisation and we're trying to deal with far more calls than we can actually deal with the manpower that we've got. Yeah. But all I can say is that locally at our centre, our staff work so hard and they're so committed to the animals in our care that, you know, they do a fantastic job and they really do care.
Go on, you better mention some names then.
Everybody. I can't. There are so many.
How many have you got up there?
On the animal centre on our side, there's probably 18.
I didn't realise it was that many.
And then more again on the wildlife centre. So
wildlife centre, they're getting a lot of aggro at the moment because obviously that's the side of the badger cull stuff, and because that's so high profile at the moment, isn't it?
I think they've just all been prepared for getting any badgers in, any injured badgers in, and you know they're carrying on with their work as normal. At the moment, but they've worked so hard this year because they had all the problems with all the old birds that were covered in the sticky substance. And they were cleaning around the clock. So
is that all sorted now, or do you still have some?
Everything's gone now, I believe. Right. So that was sorted out, but it was a huge cost to the Wildlife Centre. So again, that's all come out of their budget for this year, and they've gone over budget. So, you know, constantly we're trying to play catch up with the money side of things.
So the 50th anniversary celebrations are ongoing. You've got various things going on. One of the main reasons you wanted to come in today was talk about the summer fair and the dog show, which was going to be about a month or so ago, 6 weeks ago.
That was the sponsored dog walk had to cancel because of the hot weather. This is our summer fair and dog show, which we have every year. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. And it's just a chance for everybody to come along and have a good day out. We have all sorts of things going on. The dog show runs from 11 till 3. We've got a sniffer police dog display from one of our dogs that we rehomed to the police force.
Oh, wonderful.
A Staffy Cross, and he's fantastic. That should be brilliant. And we've got all sorts of things going on. We've got kids' crafts, face painting, bouncy castles, rides for the children, all sorts of games, and we've got loads and loads of stalls for people to have a look round. And for the first time ever, because it's our 50th anniversary, we're doing guided tours of the Wildlife Centre.
Oh, wonderful.
Which is normally closed
to the public.
Oh,
that's a really good attraction. Yeah, absolutely, I think. And it's this weekend, isn't it?
It is, 11 o'clock till 3
On Saturday. Just Saturday, not Sunday as well?
Yeah, just Saturday the 14th.
Okay. And in terms of other stuff going on, events leading up to Christmas, obviously you've got the annual ball on the 9th of November.
Yeah.
I should remember that as I'm going to be there.
Yeah. So that's lovely. That's at the County Cricket Club.
Yep.
And that's always a really lovely night. That's £30 a ticket. Mm-hmm. And that we're hoping that will raise loads of money. And we also, on the 6th of October, we have our sponsored dog walk.
Okay.
Which we had to postpone
because
of the hot weather.
This is the rescheduled one.
Yeah, so that starts at 1 p.m. at West Hatch on the 6th of October. People can pick up sponsor forms from the dog show on Saturday, or give us a ring at the centre for one. And that's great. We do a lovely walk through the woods and we have kids' trails and things going on.
Oh, wonderful. Excellent. Well, listen, before we finish, I just need to ask you about this because you hear stories about it quite randomly in the newspapers, about people that leave all their money to animals, and even charities and places. Do you get a lot of that where people that have passed on actually leave everything to the charity?
I wouldn't know the details of it, but I know that we do rely incredibly heavily on legacies.
Mm.
So we're incredibly grateful
yeah.
when people do leave their money to us. Otherwise, I don't think we would still be operating.
No. Well, listen, Anita, thanks very much for coming today. It's great to see you again.
Thank you.
Keep us posted on everything that's going on. And we could actually use the RSPCA as a charity of the month sometime.
Didn't cross my mind, actually.
So bear that in mind, and we'll look at doing that sometime soon. Thanks for visiting us, and I hope you have a really good day on Saturday.
Thanks very much.